Tom. Okay then, here we are outside McDonald's in Exchange Walk, Nottingham. What are you doing here?
We're highlighting the anniversary of the European Court of Human Rights ruling, which finally put the last nail in McDonald's defence against the McLibel case, whereby they found that the whole McLibel trial had been a travesty of justice. The defendants had been denied legal aid, denied a hearing in front of a jury. So in effect, all the McLibel trial, which took up the best part of the 90s, was finally found to be an injustice. And just we're here to mark that, but also to draw attention that all of the issues and concerns are still here on the high street. McDonald's are still producing food which is detrimental to human health, the health of animals, the health and well-being of the planet. They're still creating litter on the streets. They're still force-feeding children to view their advertising pumped into them day and night. All these issues of great public concern are still going on, and we're still here to draw attention to them.
And I noticed that you have another banner over there that says destroys the environment. It's not just about nutrition then, it is actually about ecology.
No, it's to do with so many different things. McDonald's, in the way that they epitomise the fast food trade in general, not just McDonald's but so many other restaurants and so many other businesses, have got a similar ethos on corporate control of the high street. But in particular, in the case of McDonald's, the way that they're producing food which is inefficient, and that inefficiency has an impact on the environment. Particularly at the moment, actually, there's been a new United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization report which has shown that livestock production is more damaging to the global environment in terms of climate change than all the transport infrastructure. People can assume that flying planes, driving cars and such like are affecting the climate, as is the case, but what people don't realise is that livestock production, with the methane emission from cattle, with the nitrates in the fertiliser which is necessary to produce such vast amounts of food, these things actually have more impact on the climate than transport. And McDonald's, of course, are very much involved in livestock production. They create the demand which results in animals being intensively farmed for the so-called food, and it's another issue which is very much of current concern. The fact that we have bird flu at the moment is because McDonald's and companies like them create a demand for animal products which can only be satisfied by intensifying the production, and in these intensive factory farms where you have 16,000 birds in one shed, it's inevitable that these kind of diseases are going to spread like wildfire when they're introduced. And when the diseases mutate, which is the fear for bird flu, at some point it's going to cross with human influenza, and then it's through fast food chains, which typically use the cheap cuts of meat produced in the worst conditions, that we're going to potentially have meat's murder to meat's suicide.
So these continued protests against this particular company, I mean, they are effectual. You have actually managed to change some of the things that they are about in their practices.
Yes, they do tinker to a certain extent with their practices. They famously brought in a supposed healthy diet, a healthy menu, a couple of years ago because of the criticisms which were found at the High Court. The High Court judge in his ruling did find on appeal that McDonald's were responsible for producing a diet which, for some of their heavier consumers, was likely to lead to a higher incidence of heart disease and cancer. McDonald's thereby brought out what they claimed to be a more healthy diet, but it turned out that the salads had more fat and more calories than actually were in the burgers, which was a bit ironic. But in terms of being out on the streets, sometimes fans of McDonald's say, what right have you got to be here standing outside this restaurant with your leaflets? But I point out that McDonald's spend $1 billion a year pumping their advertising into our living rooms, through our TV screens, through our newspapers, whether we want it or not. So us to be outside with just a handful of leaflets, talking to the public, explaining a little bit about the other side of the story, is just a tiny way of affecting some of that global control that McDonald's and companies like them have over the debate on health and diet. It's not right that the companies that can afford to spend that kind of money should control the agenda when it comes to talking about health and diet and its effect on the environment and on individuals. So just in our small way, we find that we get a very good response from public. It's one of those few issues where you find that people actually go out of their way to come across and take a leaflet and talk about the issues that it raises. So it's a very, very good way of publicly debating these concerns.
Well, that sounds very positive. I mean, it seems to me that I know why you just explained we're McDonald's because of the court cases and the actions that they've taken in the past. But there are other companies like Burger King that surely need similar attention than just McDonald's.
Yes, there have been campaigns addressing the issue in places like Burger King. I know that I believe Peter did a campaign at one time. It's something we should look into and find out whether it would be appropriate for ourselves to spend some time there on another occasion. All the concerns that are raised by McDonald's obviously do apply to places like Kentucky Fried Chicken and Burger King and many of the other global meat-based restaurant chains. And so certainly, as the campaign itself and the leaflet itself has always said, we're not asking people to leave McDonald's and go to Burger King. What we're asking is for all of these fast food chains to just get the hell off our high street, give control over food back to people who are in support of the local economy. Closing down a McDonald's restaurant and putting a number of small, locally run, independent restaurants in its place would create more employment, better control over the food chain, better support for the local economy. So, yeah, we'd certainly like to see Burger King go the same way as McDonald's, i.e. just get out of town.
So we have wider ambitions in the entire
I think so, yes. Yeah. So we can only do what we can do in our own small little way. And the evidence obviously is there about McDonald's. It has been tried and tested in the High Court, so it does make it a bit of an easy option. But certainly if anyone was to suggest we were to go elsewhere, it's certainly a move we'd support.
Thank you very much. They do seem complete bastards to me.